It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, we've had some great reports from our broadcast partners around the world. For example, Charlie Dyer gave us a report on the literal city of Babylon and the decision made by the United Nations as it relates to Babylon. Itamar Marcus spoke of the Palestinian summer camps, what they're doing to train Palestinian children up to hate the Jewish people and then use weapons of war to try to kill them. And David James, one of our broadcast partners, regular on the broadcast, was on the ground in Uganda. He was reporting on the spread of Islam in the continent of Africa and how many of these African nations will be a part of the alignment of nations that will come against the Jewish state of Israel in the end times to try to wipe them off the face of the earth, as foretold in Bible prophecy. I'll get to these reports in a moment, but I need to let you know if you had to miss any of these reports, how you can go listen to them. Go to my website, prophecytoday.com. Go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network, and there you will find that these reports have been archived, ready for you to be able to listen to them. And do me a favor, please be sure to tell a friend about these reports. They need to hear them as well. Now let me rehearse these reports and give you a prophetic perspective. Ken Timmerman, he reported that Iran has set up a command center at the Syrian-Iraqi border so that Iran and Iraq can send missiles at Israel. Iran and Iraq will both be major players in the end times. In that 7-year period of time, Iran will play a key role as an alignment of nations that will try to destroy the Jewish state within the first 6 months of the tribulation period. That's found in Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 5, where Persia is modern-day Iran. And then Iraq, they will be at the end of the 7-year tribulation period. Iraq is what we know as biblical Babylon, but Babylon will be the headquarters for a one-world economic, political, governmental system that will be headed up by the Antichrist, totally destroyed in 1 hour when Jesus Christ gets ready to come back to the earth. David Dolan, we were not able to get a hold of him today, so Brandon House was able to sit here at the broadcast table, and we talked about the rise of anti-Semitism around the world, and in particular here in America. This, by the way, led to the first Holocaust in World War II with Adolf Hitler and his Nazis, who killed 6 million Jews. There will be another Holocaust, a one worse than the first. That's foretold in Zechariah chapter 13 and verse 8, where it says, during the tribulation period, the time of Jacob's trouble, 2 out of every 3 Jews will be killed. At the present number, that would be over 8 million Jews that will be killed during the tribulation period. By the way, that 1/3 that will be left, they will turn to Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Itamar Marcus gave us a look at the Palestinian media. He and his team monitor the media, the electronic and the print media. And Itamar talked about the summer camps, which is an annual event for the Palestinian children there in the Palestinian territories. Now, these camps are named for terrorists, and a terrorist can only have a camp named after him or her if they have killed Jewish people. This put in place the naming of the camps after terrorists so that the children will understand who the heroes of the Palestinian people are. They'll train the children up to honor these terrorists and want to be exactly like them when they grow up. And then in these same summer camps, they'll be training the children, little children, from 10 to 20 years of age, how to use weapons of war and the strategy of war so they can be prepared, the next generation who will go against the Jewish people. John Rood covers the European Union for us, and he talked about a headline, the European Union becoming a super state. Well, that's a key report. The European Union will become what we know to be, in Bible prophecy, the revived Roman Empire. And ultimately, in prophecy, that is a super state, the revived Roman Empire playing a key role in the tribulation period. The superstate, or the revived Roman Empire, mentioned in Daniel chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, and then explained in Daniel 7, verses 23 and 24. It's talking about the 10 horns. You can read about that in Daniel 7 and also in Revelation 13 and Revelation 17. And then we had a broadcast partner I was so glad to have with us, Charlie Dyer, a longtime friend of us right here on Prophecy Today. He's been on the air as a broadcast partner with us, but this time he came to report that the United Nations and their agency, UNESCO, has recognized Babylon as a World Heritage Center. Now, Babylon is that biblical name of a city that was built on the shores of the Euphrates River, today about 58 miles out of downtown Baghdad. Babylon is still alive. Daniel chapter 5 reports the fall of the Babylonian Empire. Ezra 7 says that's where Ezra was living before he went back to Jerusalem. Alexander the Great headed up the Grecian Empire there. And 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 13, Peter started a church in Babylon. Revelation 18 talks about Babylon coming to power and then being destroyed. In fact, Revelation 18, verses 10, 17, and 19 says that the city of Babylon will be destroyed in 1 hour. And that's Revelation chapter 16, starting with verse 17. David James, by the way, on the ground in Uganda, we talked about the spread of Islam across the African continent and who the players in Africa will be in that alignment of nations. That would include Ethiopia, Somalia, Sudan, Egypt, and Libya. This all a part of the prophetic scenario found in God's Word. And everything that our broadcast partners brought to the table is absolute tangible evidence that we are living in the time of the next event on God's calendar of prophetic events. That's the rapture of the church. And that rapture could actually happen today. And having said that, nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until.